It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton. Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Eric Meisner, taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again here on our broadcast this week. The familiar voice you will soon hear is that of Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter. Terry, as always, we appreciate you being so gracious and taking time out of your always busy schedule to join us here on Pet of the Week and talk about a new four-legged friend. Today, we're back in the canines. Thank you so much for bringing by Dixie.
Thank you so much for having us. We're excited to tell everyone about Dixie. She's an Australian cattle dog blue heeler mix, and she's about 3 to 4 years old, and you will be hard-pressed to ever find another dog that loves people as much as Dixie does.
So, Terry, you kind of already started there telling us that Dixie is an Australian cattle dog blue heeler mix, and still a fairly young one. If you could, Terry, just tell us a little bit about what makes Dixie, Dixie.
Well, what makes Dixie, Dixie is undoubtedly her loving personality. When you walk up to Dixie's kennel, she comes right up to meet you at the door and stares up at you like she loves you more at that moment than anything else on the face of the earth. She has a few favorite things. She loves cuddles and pets, short walks, and hot dogs, believe it or not. She is a little bit, well, actually quite food motivated because she enjoys her kibble. And so she's got a few extra little pounds on her, but you know what? They're absolutely adorable on Dixie. And she's just one of those dogs that we love more and more every day.
You know, a lot of dogs are this way, but it sounds like Dixie even more so. She's a social one, and sounds like she really thrives on that people interaction.
She does. She thrives on interacting with people and sharing attention with people. And not just adult people. She loves children, and we've had children visit her at the shelter, and she's amazing with them. Very, very good child dog.
Terry, if Dixie could describe her perfect forever home to us, what do you think she would ask for?
She would ask for an indoor home so she could spend as much time as possible in the company of her family. She would love a family that would take her on walks. She's a dog that maybe prefers a little shorter walk. But that may change when she takes off some of those adorable pounds. And she'd like if they'd share a hot dog with her now and then. She would enjoy a home with children. As we've said, she's very good with them. She wouldn't mind sharing her home with a cat or two. But she would respectfully request that she be the only dog in a forever home.
Hey, and you know, more dogs just means I got to fight for more attention from the people. So might as well might as well lock that down if I can, if I'm Dixie. Terry, I'm joking, of course, but if you could, you know, our listeners, I'm sure some of them are saying, hey, this sounds right up my alley. So if they're wanting to take that next step, how do they get in contact with you at the shelter?
They can give us a call at the shelter at 660-359-2700.
And you can find more information about Dixie on our website under Pet of the Week. That's at northwestmoinfo.com, and also see pictures of Dixie. That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter joining us once again here on our broadcast this week. Terry, thank you so much for all your hard work, and hopefully because of all your hard work today, we can find Dixie a forever home.
Thank you so much for having us. Dixie is truly, truly a special girl, and we can't wait to see her find that home of her own.
Thank you so much, Terry, for joining us once again here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.